Miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepherd all the time with Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
And now you're talking.
Every NBA arena in the world.
It takes two.
Those two would be Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. Although I'm not sure that's really what the meaning of that song
is
about.
Let's read the lyrics. I want to rock right now. I'm Rob Bass, and I came to get down. I'm known throughout the microphone. This song was so freaking popular.
It was fly.
Oh, great stuff.
It was fly.
I'm down with that. Craig Sheeman, Pete Shepherd, Southwest Florida Sports.
Did you ever club it?
Define club it.
No, Craig was never a club guy.
In your 20s, you never went to a club?
No.
Never.
I'm barely a club
guy.
You've
never been to a club? Like DJ,
of
lights?
Of the three of us, I'm not saying the club guy.
I'm not saying Sardine City stuff, but I mean, you never went to a nightclub where it was dancing and...
In college, we went to a bar where there was a band playing. Does that count?
You never went to a nightclub? They didn't have any nightclubs at IU.
Yes, they did. They had a lot of bars. Bars at IU.
You never went to down. You never took a trip down to Indianapolis and went into a nightclub?
Up to Indianapolis.
All right, up to
Indianapolis.
Okay.
No,
the whole state looks the same to me.
I'm not a club guy. The only club
in your 20s, no. You never got dragged out to a club.
The only clubbing I ever did was usually when I was in a Super Bowl city, and you know, you need things. You go out at night after covering the Super Bowl all week,
and those parties are most 90% of them is a sausage fest, and they're overrated beyond belief. Overrated.
I went to a few that were okay.
Yeah,
this may be a shock to you and my listeners. I'm a little out of my element in a club.
But the Super Bowl, that's kind of different because you end up, it's so hard. You're better off going out with your friends at a local place and just hanging.
So anyway, that's the most club.
But in your 20s, you never went dancing?
No,
never went out clubbing?
Had no interest. No.
None?
None. None.
Not at all.
No. I'm I would have been like that. Who's the white guy in those? Is it AT&T commercials? The white guy. We're gonna get some jalapeno peppers for my friends here.
Jalapeno.
Or no, that's an insurance. That's a Progressive insurance. Yeah. What's his name? Tom. I can't remember. Anyway, that commercial. That guy. That's me. That guy is me. Been saving a lot of money with Progressive lately.
You mean your friends, your boys you're hanging with never said, hey, come on, we're going to go, let's check out this new place. They're going to play some good music and there's hot chicks there, blah, 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 that kind of thing.
No, never.
Nothing?
Never really. I'm not going to say zero, but no, not really. Didn't do that thing. It just wasn't my bag.
Wow.
I mean, is that all you did? Were you like a frequent clubber?
No, as I was working my way up.
Were you like a Studio 51 in New York City or what?
Close. I was working my way up in the business. I was working two radio jobs, and my third job for 2.5 years was DJing in nightclubs. And this one owner owned four of them in this one area that I worked at. So I rotated, and it was pretty unbelievable.
I never DJed like gigs. I always DJed on the air on a radio station.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot except saying tip your waitress as well and make sure you play good music and that kind of. But we had a video system set up, and it was in sync with. It was, of course, I was single and.
Single and mingle.
Oh, God. Crazy. I really shouldn't be alive.
Really? It was that bad?
Not drugs or anything like that. That wasn't my thing.
Never was, love me some Kilroy's, hashtag Hoosiers. Kilroy's is the sports bar of record in Bloomington, Indiana. Tom Pritchard is the name I'm thinking of. Yeah, Tom Pritchard in those commercials, that's me.
Oh.
I'm that guy.
So you never went out and like danced to Push It or anything like that, or even before, way before
Tom
that.
Pritchett?
Yeah, Tom Pritchett. He's the guy. Guy in that commercial, that's me.
About ringling up some jalapeno poppers for me and the boys.
That's right.
And I don't know, Michael Jackson stuff back in the when just getting out of your 20s. In your 20s, I mean, nothing?
Yeah, nothing. Again.
I wish I knew you back then.
Bars, not clubs.
I'm a bar guy. I'm not a club guy.
I'm a bar guy, too. Like I said, I was working in clubs as a DJ.
No, I get you.
But, normally I wouldn't have been. But there would be a time or two that I would venture out once in a while. But I agree with you. Sports bars were more my thing. Bands, local bands playing, mm-hmm. more my style too. But
401 says all the girlies say Craig's pretty fly for a white guy.
You are
fact.
Fly.
It's from a
you
song.
Are. I know. I remember that one. Let's see. What else we got here? Now the texts are just flying in. I can't. By the way, it takes two. Somebody said that called you out, said there was a 1988 release, Chris, not a 1990s.
I thought it was around 90. I thought it was 1990. I could be wrong.
Well, 88 is
look,
around
I'm
90.
Sorry, guys. I Googled a 1990s smash hits playlist, and it was on there.
That is absolutely, I can tell you, it is, you're right. That was absolutely a smash hit in 1990.
A $10 cover. Didn't see that on the website. Yep, that's in that commercial. I love that guy. That's me.
I would never pay a cover.
Yeah, 98 or 88. How about that?
Fact.
But it still was hot in 1990. That song made it almost all the way through the entire 90s. You can play that anytime, any place, and get reaction.
It was still hot, huh?
Yeah, still is.
Still playing.
Go to any
hits.
Wedding right now, you play that song. Fact. Dance floor packed. Packed, packed, packed.
239-337-ESPN. 239-337-3776. All right, while we continue to marvel at my lack of club experience, Jalen Hurts, big news, going to Oklahoma. We are already wishing on this show for an Oklahoma-Alabama national championship versus Jalen.
No,
we are not?
I am rooting for that as a semifinal game.
Oh, now you're rooting for a quarterfinal.
Miami Hurricanes do a complete 180 from last year, overtake Clemson, and make it to the championship. Against Jalen Hurts after he beats Alabama.
Well, is Tate Martell going to be eligible? We still have to wait till about February to find out if he's going to be able to play.
Yeah, that'll take a minute.
He's transferring from Ohio State.
My guess is probably he needs a waiver. I shouldn't say
I don't think he'll get it.
I'd say 70.
I don't think he,
I'd say 70.
His argument is weak and watered down. Just because they had a sudden coaching change at, and by the way, hired from within.
Yeah, he's psychologically damaged. Had to get the hell out of Columbus. Don't want to stay there.
Yeah.
All that. All the riffraff that's surrounding that program.
Yeah.
You're going to be surrounded by riffraff. Come down here. This is a real riffraff.
Yeah, the riffraff in Miami a lot better than the riffraff in Columbus.
Absolutely.
Fact.
Absolutely. Take it to the next level.
This is funny.
All the boys from Vegas, come on down, man. Bring that attitude back. They need it.
Bishop Gorman, the new pipeline to the U.
I love it. Yeah. Bishop Gorman High School in Las Vegas.
Snoop's kid went there, you know.
Where?
Really?
Bishop Gorman.
Really?
Yeah.
The 239 says, I met Jim Kelly at a nightclub in Daytona once.
Mm.
Speaking of, when I told you I would go to these clubs, when I went clubbing at Super Bowl cities or whatever, I was at a club, saw John Elway there. This is before he had... dude, he didn't know what planet he was on.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to tell you that.
Who's that?
John Elway.
Obliterated?
Obliterated. Yeah.
Well, that happens a lot.
Could not walk in a straight
line. I'll tell you, we partied with one night. One of the Super Bowl parties, I forget, was Tony Siragusa. Man, he was funny. Just a fun. As he, you know, you would think he'd be a fun guy to hang out with, and he was. He was great.
I got to try. I used to work at Fox when Tony Siragusa was there.
Yeah.
I got to try on his Super Bowl ring once. It took two fingers to go into the ring.
It's a joke there.
Well,
probably,
he's a big man.
But I wasn't going there.
No, he's a big man. He told me a story how Dan Marino's mother got in his face because he sacked him in like the last play ever in the regular season. His mom got all pissed off at him and, you know, came up to about his, you know, navel and just started screaming at him in an airport.
Really?
Yeah. Jeez. Like, don't you touch my son. Don't you touch my son like that. Again, blah, blah, blah. He goes, all I can say was, yes, Mrs. Marino. I'm sorry, Mrs. Marino. I didn't mean to do it, Mrs.
Wow. Well, at least he was polite.
Yeah. Oh, very polite.
That's all good.
Yeah.
And then the other big story of the day today, if you're just getting off work. Let's follow the dots here a little concisely. So Bruce Arians yesterday was doing a podcast with Adam Schefter, ironically right after Adam Schefter was on
our
show.
Play this again? I think we should play it again.
All right, let's fire up the
audio. If you don't mind, because I think the people need to hear this.
So,
if you're a Tampa Bay Bucks fan, I mean, God, this what a godsend this guy's going to be.
Just vamp for a second.
All right, so he basically said that Antonio Brown, now keep in mind, Bruce Arians was his offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh back in the early days when Pittsburgh was about five deep at wide receiver. And Antonio Brown was one of the youngsters on the team. Said he was a hard worker back then, but now he's all about miscommunication and called him a diva, which I love mm-hmm. because coaches never say anything bad about players publicly. They particularly don't say anything bad about players on other teams because they always know it could bite you in the rear end. So I love the fact that Bruce Arians is coming out and saying mm-hmm. this about it. Let's take a listen. This is Bruce Arians on the Adam Schefter podcast.
What is your assessment of what's going on there with your experience with Antonio and the Steelers from afar?
From afar, it's just too much miscommunication, too much diva. You know, I just don't – I've heard so many stories, and I like Antonio. He plays as hard as anybody on Sunday, and he practices hard. He's just got to make better decisions off the field. Be on time, do some of those little things.
Was that the Antonio that you knew and drafted back in 2011 or whatever year it was?
He was hardest working. He and Emmanuel Sanders, boy, they went after it because Mike Thomas always telling two dogs, one bone. At that time, we had Mike Wallace, Hines Ward, and we had a pretty good room for one of them to get on the field. And by the end of the season, they were both winning for us to go to the Super Bowl.
I like that. Mm. Two dogs, one bone, getting after it. Like I said, yeah, you got to start doing the little things, like showing up on time. That's a big thing in my book, especially what happened in Week 17 with the Steelers. So anyway, that goes on, and then Antonio Brown starts ripping on Bruce Arians and his hat that he wears and who's really the diva, and then Emmanuel Sanders jumps in, and it's been going all back and forth on social media today. It's been awesome.
Yeah, it has. And Emmanuel has tweeted out recently in the last hour, "Nah, bro, I don't clout chase. I'm too real for that. I was an analyst last year on NFL Network as well as during the playoffs preparing for post-football." Sanders know damn well they called him because they wanted an opinion on AB.
There you go.
Yeah. Another guy says, "AB is a complete narcissist. Dude thinks everyone is against him or out to get him, calling out Arians, Emmanuel Sanders, etc." What?
Well, of course they reached out to Emmanuel Sanders to get some insight on Bruce or on Antonio Brown.
Good call.
Obviously, it's doing your job.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
But why? I still
get mad
have not,
at NFL Network for that.
Have not heard a report or whatever this stupid interview he's going to do. It's probably going to be with Ocho Cinco or something crazy like that. Why no one get in this? Say you're the narcissist, just like that the Twitter guy said. You're the narcissist. You tell everybody everything about yourself. You know, you everywhere you go. What do you? Nobody ever gets in his face and throws it back at him. What are you guys afraid of?
I don't know. Now here's the question. There's a fact. Vegas has some odds on where Antonio Brown is going. And again, look, a tremendous talent. He'll find work. Somebody's going to pick him up. But he's got to go to a club that has a strong locker room and a strong head coach. Let's see. I got the odds here. Plus 600 odds that Brown will remain in the Keystone State. That ain't happening. Let's see. 49ers. Also, the Jets giving away at plus 200. The 49ers and the Jets at plus 200 and 300, respectively. The Bills, the Cardinals, and the Colts. Round out the top five. Keep in mind, Chris pointed out yesterday all the teams that had all this salary cap room, Colts being one of them. I read an article today where they made a pretty good point that they should go get Antonio Brown for Andrew Luck and also go get Le'Veon Bell because they can't afford him.
And actually, you had Quentin Nelson and Ryan Kelly, the two of the offensive linemen for the Colts, come out today and they were not supportive of the move to get rid of the offensive line coach.
Yeah,
to go. They were pretty critical. You know, when you look at the improvement that unit made,
that firing makes zero sense unless there's some sort of felony on the way or something. Other than that, I don't know,
problem between he and Frank Reich, which Frank Reich seems pretty chill for head coach to me. I don't know. And keep in mind, he inherited him because that was a Josh McDaniels hire when he was a coach for the Colts for 3 minutes, and the Colts honored the contracts of the position coaches that were hired because they didn't want to put him out on the street.
Who's a head coach longer, Belichick with the Jets or McDaniels with the Colts?
it's close. It's a close race. Let's go to the phones. At 239-337 ESPN, Pittsburgh, Brian wanting to chime in on Antonio Brown. What's up, Brian?
What's up, Brian?
Hey, how you guys doing this evening?
Great. How are you?
Real good. Everyone in Pittsburgh, like I said a couple weeks back, we don't want him. And he's just, I agree with everything Bruce Arians said. He's garbage.
Well, he didn't call him garbage.
Long,
He said he's a diva.
Drama.
Yeah.
Getting on something you guys said is, you said Bishop Gorman pipeline to Miami.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I know things have changed, but I remember we played Miami of Florida up there at Pitt, and aside from Ironhead Hayward, they pretty much picked our you-know-what in the dirt. They were incredible. Do you think they have, with Manny Diaz coming in, or their recruiting coordinators, can they ever get a pipeline to St. Thomas Aquinas, which produces probably 5 to 10 players a year in the top 300?
That's the plan, Brian. Hopefully, wins will increase their recruit to that. You're right. I mean, that's the best high school in the country as far as a pipeline to the NFL. Mm-hmm. Correct.
That and IMG, I mean,
yep.
I know there's more teams. You got Florida State just in state and Florida and all that. But, I mean, you know, back in the day, I mean, they owned it. They kept all that talent. Schellenberger made a pledge that didn't matter what, he was going into the hood and he was bringing out the best athletes to state in that town. In the state.
I think any kid that has any residue of offensive talent last year and saw the way that team was coached and the play calling, which sucked overall in offense, defense was great overall, it was not want to be a fan of coming to Miami, unfortunately.
Yeah, they called it the state of Miami, and it was I-4 down.
It was,
and they wanted to build the barrier. And if you're south of I-4 and a big-time player, you were going to Miami. The problem is it really that it's Miami not recruiting these kids? It's these kids. Now there's a lot more competition. Back in the day, it was Florida and Florida State and Miami recruiting down here.
Yeah.
Well, you get the best players coming out of the, South Florida. You're going to go to Miami or Alabama or Miami or Ohio State or Miami. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? There's just a lot more competition now in recruiting on a national landscape. Whereas back in the day, you didn't recruit, or very few teams recruited the entire country.
And I still think you still got to factor in a little bit, UCF, FAU, and FIU, and USF.
It's a great point because that's the depth of the roster with Miami, where before, if a 4-star went down, you had a really good 3-star waiting in the wings. Well, now that 3-star says, I want to start. I don't want to depend on a junior going down with an injury. I'm going to go play at USF, UCF.
Yeah.
I know we're going to go to break. When we come back after, though, I have the perfect article. This is going to make Chris beam. He is going to beam the article I found today locally. I'm not going to tell you what it is till we come back, Craig.
Okay. All right.
About the Miami Dolphins, and he's going.
He's
going
to be happy about this?
Beyond happy. Beyond happy.
In a happy tank way, or happy like win games way?
I'm going to save his reaction later on.
All right. Let me squeeze in a quick call, too. Chris in Fort Myers wants to talk about the Steelers. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Chris.
Brothers, what's going on?
What's up, man? My man? How are you?
Good, man. You guys know I'm a Steelers fan. I just want to know, where do these guys get off ripping AB? I mean, look at the culture of the quarterback, the coach, everything that's gone on there in the past few years. This kind of behavior has totally been just allowed. This kind of culture has been, pretty much bred from the coach and the quarterback. So to rip this guy after he's just acting the way that's been allowed by the coach and the quarterback, that's garbage to me, man. And
well, that's a good point. I mean, you're right. You're right. The culture there, and I think a lot of this falls on Tom. But still, Chris, you expect arguably one of your best players on the team to not, as Tomlin said, leave them in their darkest hour before a playoff. You don't show up. There's divas, and then there's this. I mean, it's unforgivable what he did.
About unforgivable, man. What Ben Roethlisberger did in the bathroom is unforgivable.
If that guy worked
like Tom Brady, he could be better than Tom Brady. How can we call out AB without calling out Ben?
Ben's been called out plenty of times. Hey, Chris, all this year, Chris threw the team under the bus how many times on this radio show? Every single week, it seemed, didn't he?
Yeah.
There's always something.
Yeah.
So I know what he's saying. You're onto something. I agree. And I think Tomlin allowed it.
Yeah, Tomlin.
There's no doubt that the culture in Pittsburgh has been one where it's a player's coach, and that builds itself throughout the locker room. And
there's a coach that's afraid to stand up to his superstars is what it seems like to me. All right, so you do have some news that'll get Chris excited about the Dolphins.
He's
when we come
go
back.
Crazy
So we'll have that, but first this.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. All right,
Sheeman and Shepherd on Southwest Florida Sports Leader 99.3 ESPN. Oops, did it again.
Sports, huh?
Yeah, I'll always listen to a little Britney Spears. That's not bad.
Is this Oops, I Did It Again?
Yes.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, that's what I said.
I know.
No, this is Baby One More Time.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh, it's not. Come on, I know my Oops. All her music sounds the same to me.
Yeah, but it's all good. I like it.
Music videos are better.
The videos are good. All right, so, hey, by the way, thanks for everybody that came out to the dog track last night out of poker. You might not have seen me. I was not there very long.
Dazed and Confused, that was Craig after about 16 minutes. I think he made it a minute into the second level. Bad beat, though. You got sucked out on. That's what we call it. You can say it. You got sucked out
on. Is that the same as being suckered?
Can you say that? You had aces. Yes. You had aces up, and you had aces, queens.
Yes.
Flop two pair, and somebody either went runner for Broadway. It sounds like a straight from... You can't remember what it was. I asked you what the beat was, and you couldn't remember. Now, see, that's a...
I was dazed. You
got to remember your bad beats. That's what poker players do. We complain
about
bad beats.
All I know is at this point, if the dealer threw anything down but a king, I won. All in. And it was a king.
So she called you on a gut shot Broadway draw, which is a straight from 10 to the ace.
You're speaking Japanese to me right now.
Ace, I say no yes.
Ace, king, huh? Ace, king, queen, jack,
yes. Yes. Yeah, that's what happened, Pete. I think. I don't know. All I know is I went home early. Wasn't planning on it. My wife's like, what are you doing home? I said, well, I lost.
Should have went to the club.
Should have gone clubbing.
Should have went clubbing. Tuesday night, here comes the She-Man.
There you go.
Boom.
That's right.
Get out the way.
Get the disco ball fired out.
All right, Chris, I think we've had David Hyde on before. Dave Hyde from the Sun Sentinel on before. I think we have.
Did you write a piece
Maybe
on the Dolphins?
Chris, get ready for this. It's going to make you go crazy.
In a good way or bad way?
The opening part of his column. Fail with fails for poetic sake.
Love it.
Does that have a great ring to it?
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. Or fail with Falk if you're staying
Excuse
on the
me?
Roster.
Luke Falk.
So he goes on, that's the way the 2019 already looks. I feel like you wrote this. That's the way the 2019 already looks for the Miami Dolphins, if you believe what is being leaked to and presented by ESPN's Adam Schefter. They're planning to lose, and in losing, take a step forward toward the 2020 draft of quarterbacks, the report came, which he kind of reiterated with us on Tuesday when we had him on. We said it yesterday.
Yeah.
Either, and Dave goes on to say, either, one, it's true, in which case, two, it's our first smokescreen directed, produced, and run by GM Chris Greer. And Dave goes on to say, the more I walk around this, the more I think it's the smokescreen. It makes no sense to come to this conclusion this early. It doesn't make a lot of sense to throw out a smokescreen this early either. But we'll see come the draft. We'll see if the Dolphins already have decided to build the lines and not think of a quarterback until 2020. The draft looks great for QBs, as everyone knows. Tua Tagovailoa, Jake Fromm, Justin Herbert. But hey, if they're going to tank for 2020, why not tank for 2 years from now and get a generational quarterback in Clemson's Trevor Lawrence?
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Well, hold on 1 second.
What?
Look, I'm not saying anything.
I'm a huge fan of Trevor
Lawrence.
I'm
not saying anything bad about Trevor Lawrence.
Can't miss.
Fantastic.
Yes.
The other three guys coming out next year have shown that they're pretty good. Or at least two of them have shown that they're pretty good.
Yeah.
Tua and Jake Fromm.
Yes.
I know Herbert out at Oregon is more your prototypical 6'4" howitzer for a right arm. He's got mobility, blah, 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 blah.
If you were to put all your chips on the line for a can't miss between Fromm
Trevor Lawrence.
And Trevor Lawrence, that's what I'm saying. Tua's going to be a special player. Herbert, I haven't seen.
Here's the thing.
I don't like him at all. I need more. I don't like him at all. I don't like him. I don't like Herbert at all.
If you're going to stink next year, and you're picking in one of the top three spots, which looks like it's the plan, how do you not take the quarterback when you don't have the quarterback? You get what I'm saying? Like that's very risky to throw away 2 seasons on the hopes of getting one guy.
Let me read a little more from Dave from the Sun Sentinel. Look, I like the ideas the Dolphins understand. They're not close to winning. They aren't one off season of moves away.
No, they're not.
But I'm not embracing this philosophy of tanking in January or (in November) of a failed season. Different idea. Still, if the Dolphins are going down this road, Go down it fully.
Yes.
Don't get a pretend stopgap quarterback like Joe Flacco.
Right.
Who was awful this year, but might win a game or two you don't want next season.
Yes.
I feel like Chris wrote this. Why not just play Luke Falk? Why not bring back Dave Fales for rhyming's sake? I'll say it again. I don't like tanking for a simple reason. If you're not smart enough to find a quarterback without a top draft pick, you're not smart enough to build a team around him.
Hold on. 239 who just texted in, Brady was drafted in the sixth. Anyone can be good.
That's not what we're looking for here.
Do you watch football? do you turn the game on? That is so far. So you're telling Dolphin fan, hey, yeah, I know the last 20 years have sucked, but you know what? You keep going 8-8, and eventually you're going to get a guy in the middle of the round? Get out of here. I don't want to hear that nonsense.
By the way, he predicts the Patriots 30-27 over Kansas City and New Orleans 38-30 over the Rams. But this sounds like you kind of had a Vulcan mind meld with him, and you share the exact same thought process regarding the Miami Dolphins. I agree with you both, by
the
way.
Anyone can be
good. That's what you
don't
want. You don't want to fake it and go with Joe Flacco or somebody of that type. So if you, but that's the problem with Steve Ross. He may. Do you trust him not to go down that road? Not that it has to be Flacco, but somebody of that.
No. You tell Steve Ross, hey, we don't have to spend $20 million on a quarterback early. He's going to be all on. He's going to be great. He didn't want to spend the money on the linebacker at number seven, was it?
For Quentin Nelson? What are you talking about?
No, this past draft.
Oh.
Who was your first round pick? I've gone pretty dead. Who was the first pick of the Dolphins this year? It was
Minkah Fitzpatrick.
He didn't want to draft him that high because he didn't want to pay him quarterback money for being such a high first round pick. Exactly.
Yeah, so it's going to be really interesting to see. We'll know. We'll know by, when training camp comes around, who's on the roster, who they're serious about.
Yeah.
And if it's Fales, if they're going with Fales, they will fail.
Yes.
And you know they're in super-duper tank mode. I don't know how you sell that to your fans, honestly, with a straight face, but they'll try. They won't be the first team to do it.
That is expedited
or the last
tank
team
mode.
To do it either.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering how that is going to go over well with Dolphin fans, with marketing, with advertising, all that stuff.
I'm telling you, Pete, they're stuck in this.
Yeah, I know. I hear you.
8-8 mediocrity. Like, they don't show up. They got rid of James Walker last year. James Walker moved on, however you want to look. Walker moved on.
Right.
Right? They didn't hire anybody. ESPN did not hire anybody to cover the Dolphins until training camp started.
I know.
They had a 23-day stretch where the Miami Dolphins page on ESPN.com was not updated.
No. It was unbelievable, really, when you think about it.
It was 23 days, and the only thing that was up there 23 days ago was like some stupid mock draft where everybody had it on their page.
Now, I know. There's another way they could go at quarterback, and it was – who's the other well-known writer? Seguro?
There's Armando Seguro. Yeah,
his
was on
Mike Flores.
He was on this morning on Pro Football Talk.
Well, he was saying that he would rather have Satan than Colin Kaepernick. It was the Cuban thing, though. I mean, there's no way Colin Kaepernick can ever come in and be quarterback of the Miami Dolphins.
No, he can't.
No, not but, in a million years.
He would rather have Satan be quarterback than number seven. So how's that going to work out? So, I think you're right, Pete. Just roster construction, we'll find out real fast. Whatever they say publicly, but versus whatever they do on paper.
And
look at the paper.
And Armando on the Miami Herald today, and he said this morning on with Mike and Chris, and said the 2019 Miami Dolphins quarterback room, good is bad, and bad is good.
Do the opposite.
Yeah.
Just do the opposite.
Yep.
If your initial instinct is always wrong.
So if they try to make a deal for Foles or a Flacco or Foles.
Who, the Dolphins?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
That's what I mean.
Don't do that. Nick Foles is good when he's surrounded by the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yep.
Nick Foles is bad when he's in Miami.
Yeah, exactly. I think. Mike in the Cape. You're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. Hello.
Hey, Mike.
How you guys doing?
Great. Good. How are you?
A little baby in the background. So
all right.
That's okay. We're kid-friendly here.
What do you guys think about trading a second-round pick for Rosen and a first-round pick for Antonio Brown?
See, that goes against the tank mode, and now you've got a prima donna wide receiver.
And an unproven rookie quarterback.
And an
or
unproven rookie
guy.
Quarterback.
But I like the outside-the-box thinking,
Mike.
Would you be excited for that?
No, I wouldn't be excited for this. This needs to be torn down. I cannot be any clearer about that. If you could tell me the Miami Dolphins could get Tom Brady for next season, I would say do not do it.
Rosen to Brown.
It's a short-term fix. It's probably not even going to fix it. You have to tear it down.
You want a Cat 5 to come blow in here and knock it down to the studs.
I'm talking Hurricane Andrew. Rosen, I mean, we're going to take this thing down.
Rosen to Brown doesn't pique your interest at
no.
all?
No.
No.
No. Although it would be great for talk radio, I will tell
That'd
you that.
That'd be fantastic.
You got a sucky, unproven yeah. quarterback throw to a prima donna wide receiver who's not going to get the ball
enough. I think
Antonio
Brown would fear about people following. He had complained about people following on Pittsburgh. What's going to do with South Beach?
He'll be clubbing.
Yeah, right. He'll be clubbing.
Yeah, instead of getting followed at Permane Brothers, you're getting followed at Prime 112.
That's it.
Yep. Exactly.
Paying $95 for a shot of scotch.
Is that what it costs?
Some of them.
That's
the
good, you know what?
The good stuff.
You know what? That's why I don't go clubbing.
Right there. You and I, I'm going to have to type the order $95 shots of scotch, but those type of clubs. A regular vodka soda with house vodka is probably going to run you $20. It's insane.
What's the cover charge?
Oh, God. Well, he would get him free. I would say, depending on what club, anywhere from $10 to $50.
So
just to walk
like me,
in and be seen.
$50 to walk
with
in.
With the cool people.
$20 for a sip of a drink.
Yep.
How many players away are the Dolphins from being a good team?
22.
I would say 15.
it's up there. I said 22.
Serious.
I would say 2.
15.
Rosen and Brown, you're 2 players away from getting back in the hunt.
And 4 of those 5 players who I think are good enough are in the secondary.
Rosen to Brown. I'm going to push for that.
Looking a little thin. Let's go to the phones. Ishmael in Lehigh. Hey. The first time calling.
Hey, Ishmael. How are you doing?
All right. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, man.
All right. So I was thinking about how you guys talking about like the David Fields possibly tanking and everything. So like, what if, because he's a backup quarterback now for a couple of years, what if he tries to show out and, you know, tries to, you know, he wants to, you know, be very productive and try to beat somebody. You don't think that'll happen, and then he might become a star himself.
Ishmael, it's a great point because, again, it goes back to what the Buffalo Bills did. You know, Tyrod Taylor was doing very well. He had a quarterback rating over 90, right? Remember? Then all of a sudden, they bench him for freaking Nate Peterman, and then they still started to – they still won. You know, then they had to fake tank it because all of a sudden you look up when they're in the playoffs against Jacksonville in that horrible game. That helped them. That didn't. They got lucky that they got Josh Allen, but that's what happens. They fake tanked, or they tried to tank it. Like you said, the quarterbacks, you know, some of these players actually have some pride. You know, they want to play well for their future, and then you start winning games, and you screw it all up for the franchise.
That's the problem with tanking with NFL players, because at the end of the day, they still have to fight for their non-guaranteed contracts, and they have to fight game to game. So if you're going to tank, you got to be smart about it. You got
to
have really bad talent on paper.
It has
so
to be definitely handled. It can't be obvious, because first of all, King Moron up on 345 Park Avenue will write some silly memo to you. Hey, off the record, you guys need to start playing harder. Start winning. Don't make it seem so obvious. We know what you're doing, but don't make it seem so obvious, okay? Try to win a game.
People are probably thinking I'm joking when I say this, but go make a trade with the Raiders for Nate Peterman.
No, you're going to make a trade for Derek Carr.
No.
Yes.
I want Peterman.
Carr will win you 5 games.
Right. Yeah. Carr's too good.
Carr's going to screw up the draft.
I know.
Who can go out there, throw up 45 picks in a season, and give me that number one overall pick.
You know, the touchdown record's what, 55? Can somebody throw 55 interceptions in a year?
Just blatantly tanking
it
all.
He could do it. He could throw 5 picks a game. Oh, that would be awesome.
Rosen to Brown, I like it. Oh, he'd throw a fit just to see his face.
I know.
But then you know what? Deep down, he'd be a tad excited about the possibility.
I don't know.
I would not be tad excited about that.
Awesome.
I am so looking forward to a 2-14 season. I mean, after every loss, I'm playing the song. Because guess what? Next year it is true. When you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl. Hosting the Super Bowl.
That is true.
Grayson in Fort Myers calls us out. Fin's up, Grayson. What's up?
Hey, Grayson.
Hey, I just want to talk about who the Dolphins should take this year in the draft. Greedy Williams, boundary corner to pair with Xavier Howard.
Every offensive and defensive line. Thinking? Yeah, yeah. Go for all.
What did you say? You want to go offense? You want to go defense? First of all, you can't wait to see your quarterback, as you may not know for a while. But which direction do you want to go in, offense or defense?
I'm thinking defense. There's a lot of great D linemen this year, a lot of great linebackers and secondary guys. I think that's the move.
Yeah, I agree. With you.
Although, the thing I complained about all season long was their offensive line. I mean, you got to start sometime.
Right, but I mean, you look at the defensive linemen coming out of this class. I mean, there's a ton of talent on that side of the ball. Yeah. You can't have too many good defensive linemen.
That's true.
And right now, the Dolphins don't have a good defensive lineman.
Watch them take a wide receiver.
Right, yeah, that's what they'll do.
that's funny.
What's his name from Alabama?
Sounds good.
And then Rosen and Brown come in.
Yeah, there you go. All right. on that note, we got What You Got coming up next. And don't forget, at the top of the hour, Sheeman and Shepherd Cash Grab, brought to you by Signs of One Day.
Fence up.
Stay with us. Sheeman and Shepherd at 99.3 ESPN.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
All right, on this date in history, the 16th of January, go back to 1993, Michael Jordan scored 64 in a loss to Shaquille O'Neal's Orlando Magic. That was his. That was a season high for him there. Overtime loss to the Magic in that one. And then also, happy birthday, A.J. Foyt, 84 years old.
Wow.
I went to the Indy 500 as a kid every year. The first one I went to, 1977, A.J. Foyt won his record fourth. I was there to witness it. 84 years old, still kicking it.
Absolutely. University of Miami football schedule for this upcoming season got released earlier today. The Hurricanes kick off the 2019 season, as most of you know, on August 31st in the 2019 Camping World kickoff at Camping World Stadium against Florida. It's their first meeting since 2013, a 21-16 Miami win at then Sun Life Stadium. It's the first time the two teams have played at a neutral site in the regular season since Miami's 32-20 win at Tampa Stadium back in 1984. So Miami's home schedule includes non-conference games against Bethune-Cookman and Central Michigan, as well as games against ACC rivals Georgia Tech, Louisville, Virginia, and Virginia Tech. They're 16-3 at home the last 3 years at Hard Rock Stadium. And I think they open after that. It's North Carolina, Bethune-Cookman, and they close with Duke, I think. But it's a way to open the season against Florida.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
That is good.
That's fantastic.
All right.
I think you get a pretty good idea, at least.
Real fast.
Where they're going to be.
I think so. All right, Chris, what you got?
I couldn't find a good story, so I'll just repeat something that I only got in once. Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Going to put a peg in the ground for the first time in 2019. Next Thursday, it will be the... I don't have the tournament.
Is that Torrey Pines? I have it. Standing by. It is the Farmers...
The Farmers Insurance Open. There you go.
At Torrey Pines. And the great thing about this is, you know, we got our conference championships this weekend. And then next weekend is that lull where we got nothing to do, waiting for a Super Bowl the following week. We can watch Tiger Woods all weekend.
There's three football games left, huh? Well, four.
Three. Well, Pro Bowl.
You know, Pro Bowl.
I do. Yeah. Is there a betting line on it?
Yeah, you'll bet.
It's a football game.
Yeah.
although you'll probably have to go to like the
Take the points. You always take the points in the Pro Bowl. I've never understood that. Why don't you set it at even?
Wasn't it 16-13 a couple years ago?
So you should always take the dog. That's what you do. You take the dog.
It's usually a pick game or 1 point.
That's what I'm saying. I got it at 3 points a few years ago.
You'll have to go to like a circus or something with your kids and miss Tiger Woods next weekend too or something.
I will.
I know you're doing that this weekend.
So I'm not going to be here on the show for the Thursday and Friday before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm going to be driving back from Disney on Super Bowl Sunday.
Those are big days.
When I drive back, I got to go to a 3-year-old's birthday party.
You're driving on Super Bowl Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
And go to a party first?
A birthday party, a little girl.
What time is it?
Noon to 3.
Oh, that's not bad. It's right, pre-game show.
Pre-gaming, that's it.
6:40, game will start.
Like, I'll be pre-gaming. 18. I won't watch a pre-game show.
6:18.
I'll just start drinking.
I like 7-3-8's philosophy. Why don't you do the opposite, speaking about the Dolphins? Pick up Teddy Bridgewater and go to the playoffs. Yeah, tell him.
There you go.
I'm not even...
Gotta dignify
I'm
that
not taking the. I'm not taking the bait
not
anymore.
Not even getting fired
it's
up over
just,
there.
It's absurd.
Do you
to think
most
that
Miami
this
fans...
team, yes, I do think most Miami fans are in the boat with me. I do.
I think they're on board.
Not anymore. All aboard.
We got Spain and Fitz coming up next. I presume they'll talk about Jalen Hurts.
Oh, I think Antonio Brown is going to be a major topic.
Antonio Brown, okay.
I think this back and forth with Emmanuel Sanders is going to fuel the fire.
Yeah.
And Bruce Arians / Antonio Brown / Emmanuel Sanders and Chuck Noll. And Art Rooney II, what he said today, he wants Mike Tomlin to have an assistant on the field to help him with challenge calls. That's a slap in the face.
And doesn't your guy need to be in the booth where the TV monitors are? That's where they get the quick sneak peek before they make the decision.
You buzz down to your coach, hey, don't do it. I'm up here watching.
Yeah.
If you have a good guy up there.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is just.
Speaking of Buzz, you guys know that Billy Crystal was originally wanted to play Buzz Lightyear?
Oh, really?
How about that?
I share a birthday with Billy Crystal.
Yeah.
March 14th.
Big fan of his.
I like him.
I'm a big fan of his.
I've never met him, but I have heard in real life he's a dink.
Really?
A real jerk to people,
man,
especially at Madison Square Garden. I mean,
I've interviewed him once. It was a dual tag team with him and Robin Williams.
Oh, God, that must have been nuts.
It was before game one of a World Series at Yankee Stadium. Our stringer.
You don't say anything, do you?
Well, here's the thing.
You got to bleep him out.
No.
Bleep Robin out.
I was setting him up to be funny, but they didn't. They want to talk baseball. Oh, they want to show me their baseball knowledge.
Well, Billy Crystal, I could see that. Because
so it wasn't funny.
He produced that movie 51, which is very good, by the way. Or 61, I should say. 61.
Yeah.
Which is very good, by the way, about Mantle and Maris.
And, of course, but Robin Williams no longer with us.
So. I can't imagine Robin Williams. So, analyze
this.
Yeah, exactly. We got any play-by-play tonight?
Yeah, Celtics-Raptors.
Celtics-Raptors. You talk about a team that is falling apart at the seams. Finally. One of Pete's teams are sucking.
Don't win tonight.
And get the Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab code keyword out.
Yeah.
That's right. Brought to you by Science in One Day. The word will be TIP. T-I-P. Have a good night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow for Chris, for Pete Shepherd. I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm awesome. God bless America.